finish the message this morning. I didn't have a whole lot to do tonight, but I added some today. I added some more stuff. It was going to be very short and sweet. It still may be short and sweet. I don't know. If my voice goes out, I'll just stop and step aside, and Paul will come up and finish it. Okay? Thumbs up? Okay. First Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going to pick up. We talked about the milk-fed people today. We talked about the men followers in the mission field. Tonight we're going to get into more about the Master's Foundation. What is that? So hopefully this will be a blessing to you. Or man's foundation. You have to choose which foundation to build upon. Build upon the Lord's foundation or your foundation. Your foundation is wood, hay, and stubble. The Lord's foundation is gold, silver, and precious stones. And so it really shouldn't be an option, it shouldn't be an issue, but so many Christians today are not building on the right foundation. They're building on the wood, hay, and stubble. That's what they're building their life on. We'll talk about that as we go through this tonight. It says in verse 10, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Father, bless the message tonight. Use it for your honor and for your glory. We thank you, Lord, that you are the master builder, that you are the foundation in our lives. But, Lord, it depends on how we build upon that foundation. That determines what our rewards are going to be in the future. So, Lord, please bless this time that we have. And, Lord, we pray that you'd speak to every one of our hearts tonight. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so it says here that there is a master foundation or the master's foundation. It is a foundation built on the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the foundation that we all, every single one of us, should be building on. It starts with salvation. That's where it all starts. Salvation in Jesus Christ. After that comes baptism. Salvation, baptism, church membership, right? Amen? I mean, that's what the Bible teaches. I know sometimes people get saved and then it may take a while to get baptized, but it shouldn't take that long to get baptized. It should be something that people do soon after salvation, is to get baptized. Everybody in the Bible was baptized right away, right after they were saved. And so we need to think about that. So salvation, baptism, Bible reading, Bible study, Bible meditating, right? Helps build your foundation. Prayer, spending time in prayer. Attending church faithfully. Coming to church. Being in church. Not just watching online. Being in church. Online is one thing. Being in church is another thing. I know if you can't get here, somebody texted me today and they had to go to work tonight. And so, but they said they'll be listening. Praise the Lord for that. We listened last week as we were driving. We tuned into the service here as we were driving. We were driving and driving and driving. I don't want to sit in that van seat for a long time. you know, when you're in the van or in a car for hours and hours and hours, you just want to get out of that vehicle. And you don't want to get back in right away. I mean, it's just one of those things. But anyway, it was okay. But we listened. We were able to hear because we were not near. We weren't in New York. We were in another state. Online is okay, but there's no, it's not like being in the church service. People today that just want to sit home and just watch online for whatever reason, to me, it's not right. We do online services to help those that can't be in church. But it's not a replacement for church. It's not a replacement for church. I'm looking in the camera. I just want people to know that. And another part of our foundation is faithfulness. Faithfulness to God. Faithfulness to the Bible. Faithfulness to prayer. Faithfulness to church. Faithfulness to service. Whatever God has for you to do within the church, within the local church, you and I, we need to be faithful to that. That's part of building that on that foundation. There is nothing stronger to build upon than the foundation of Jesus Christ. Turn over to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7, verse 24. Matthew 7, 24. Matthew 7, 24 says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." We know who that rock is. That rock is Jesus Christ. "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." And so there's a right way to build your life, and there's a wrong way to build your life. We all know what that is. If you build your life upon the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, when the floods come and the rains are there and trials and tribulations and troubles, it's pounding you from all sides. If you're trusting in Jesus Christ, your spiritual house won't fall. But if you're trusting on anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ, your house will fall. It won't last. But you have to make that. It's a choice that we all make in our life. It's a choice that I have to make. It's a choice that you make. People are making that choice every day of their life. Some people are making the right choices, and some people are not making the right choices. The Lord's foundation consists of, go back to our text, the Lord's foundation consists of the gold, the silver, the precious stones. That's the Lord's foundation. You want to know what the Lord's foundation is? That's what we see here in our text. And I'll read on a little bit further after verse 10. Verse 11 says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." So that's the Lord's foundation. The Lord's foundation is gold, silver, precious stones. That's the Lord's foundation. Your foundation, a human's foundation, is wood, hay, and stubble. That's the foundation. So you're either building on something that's firm, that's solid, that's the fire is not going to affect, except maybe it'll even purify it more. Fire to gold and silver purifies, and even precious stone purifies that even more beyond what it naturally is. But you put a match to wood, hay, and stubble, it's going to burn up. You know that. So these things that the Lord says, that I believe that's the gold, silver, and precious stone, that's the Lord's foundation. When you apply the match to those, they're just going to get more pure. They're not going to burn up. And so these three things will withstand the judgment of fire. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7. 1 Peter 1, 7. Some people might say, well, what is this? How do we know what this is? How do I build on this foundation? How can I build my life properly and right? Well, I'm going to give you some things tonight to think about as far as building your life proper. And what are some of the building materials that we can apply to our lives to help us with this thought. 1 Peter chapter 1 in verse 7, it says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know what it very simply is? Your gold, silver, and precious stones. You know where it starts? It starts with faith. That's what it starts with, your faith. How is your faith tonight? How is your faith tonight? You don't need to answer, but think about it. Just stop for a moment. That's why I stopped and paused for a moment. I want you to think about how your faith is tonight. When it comes to all matters in this life, when it comes to the virus, when it comes to family matters, when it comes to financial difficulties, physical difficulties, family, all of, how is your faith tonight? Some people crumble over the least little thing. I know people that just crumble when this virus hit. I mean, some people just crumbled over it and just went berserk and, you know, scared to death, locked themselves in a house and just doused themselves with hand sanitizer all the time because they're so afraid, so fearful. That's not the way to live. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is the faith that sustains us? I'm not saying don't be cautious and don't use some caution when you're out there in public. Certainly we need to use that, obviously. But some people have taken it a little too far, I think. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter 1, I'm going to read a few of these verses here. 2 Peter chapter 1, in verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now put this in the back of your mind. Where is Peter starting with this whole thing? He started with the thought of, I just gave you faith. That's where he starts. He starts with faith. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. That's God's nature, divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Wait a minute, can we really escape the corruption that's in the world through lust? Yes, we can. We don't have to live in lust. We don't have to live with lust. We don't have to live with sinful thoughts and sinful ideas and sinful things. We can escape from all of that with the help of God and Lord Jesus Christ. And beside this, verse 5, giving all diligence, add to your, say it, faith. Where does it all start with? Faith in Jesus Christ. That's the foundation is Christ, and then the first building block of your life, it starts with faith. Without faith, Paul says in Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please God. You cannot please God without faith. It's impossible. It won't work. And so your faith, you've got to determine, where is my faith level tonight? How much faith do I really have in my life? It all starts with that. I've never seen the Lord, have you? Not seen him. I wasn't around 2,000 years ago when the Lord was speaking and performing miracles and walking on water and raising the dead and healing the lepers and healing the blind and healing the deaf and casting out devils and all of that. I wasn't around to see that. I didn't see him nailed to the cross. I didn't hear his last words except through the word of God that I have. Thank God for that. How's your faith in the Bible? Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe it as God's holy, preserved, pure, perfect word? Is this book important to you? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by going to church. No. Did I misquote that? Let me try it again. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by Pastor Fenton. No. No. Am I getting that wrong? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by live streaming.
No.
You see where I'm going with this? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Not the word of Pastor Fenton, not the word of some other preacher, not something on live stream. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you shouldn't just get your Word of God, your Bible, just by a sermon once in a while. You've got to get the Bible every single day of your life. You pick it up every day and read it. Get it as early in the day as you possibly can. And spend time reading God's Word. Spend time meditating upon God's Word. And if it's possible for you to do it, memorize God's Word. But spend time in the Word of God. Add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you, and abound, they make you, that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is what? Blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. It's like, that's a lack of faith. When you can't see afar off, you're lacking faith. Faith allows you to see things that you normally can't see. Faith allows you to believe in things that most people can't believe. Right? I mean, faith allows me to believe in a heaven I have never seen. Faith allows me to believe in a God that I have never, ever seen. Visually. Never heard Him audibly speak to me, but I believe in Him. I believe that what Christ did for me on the cross was when He said, it is finished, that's all I need. I need salvation by grace through faith in Him. I don't need anything. I don't need to work my way to heaven. It's all by grace. I believe that by faith. It all starts with faith. It starts with the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you lack these things in verse 9, it says you're blind. You can't see afar off. You have no idea what's around the corner. No, most of us have no clue what's going to take place tomorrow. Really, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Right. You've got plans for tomorrow. Yeah. Some are going to go to work. Some of us are going to start our school back up after being off a week. Some of us are going to be doing things and going places and got plans and got ideas about what we're going to be doing tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and through the week and through the month and, you know, into the next year. But really, you don't have any clue what really is coming your way. It takes faith to live in this world. It takes faith to trust Jesus Christ. It takes faith to believe this Bible. And there are some people that are just completely blind to the things of God. They can't see far off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. And so, when we think about building our life, we need to think about, where does it all start from? Well, I got to get to church. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. It starts with faith. It starts with your faith in Jesus Christ, and then you build your life upon that. It's not works that you're doing that's going to do it. It's the faith you put in Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Jude, verse 20 says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So Jude says, you're building on your faith. Peter says, you're building on your faith. Throughout the New Testament, we see that we are to be building on something. And we're building that foundation. It starts with faith. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2 and verse 18. Ephesians 2, 18. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. Ephesians 2:18. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Did you know that every one of us are building our lives right now? You know that. We're building our lives. We're working on the building. It's an amazing structure that we're building upon. And the foundation is Jesus Christ. But you have to determine what building materials you're going to put into this spiritual building that you're building. You're going to use gold and silver and precious stones, or are you just going to build the structure on wood, hay, and stubble? When the fires of life hit you, what will withstand and what will hold up that spiritual building that you have better than the other? The answer is obvious. The gold, the silver, and the precious stones. The wood, hay, and stubble, when the fires of life are hitting us constantly, all the time, you know what's going to happen. You know, we talk and get involved in building, church building projects. But as a Christian, our building project is always under construction. It's always. We're talking here in this church about the possibility of another building. We're again full this morning. And we're going to have to think eventually about doing something to expand. And so I've asked the church to pray about it. Paul and I have talked about getting together and spending quality time in prayer for God's wisdom over this particular thing that we need to do, because we need wisdom. And I asked the church to pray for wisdom as to what to do in this particular thing. Now, I think it's a great problem. I think it's a good problem to be full on Sunday mornings and to have the thought of having to expand and get into a building project. I was involved at the building project at Temple Baptist for years. It seemed like it was a never-ending thing. At my age, I don't really want to do that again, but I know that there's a need there. And so we need to think about that. We need to pray about that. But folks, we're under construction all the time. As a Christian, you're building your life every day, whether you know it or not. You're building your life. You're either building with gold, silver, precious stones, or you're building with hay and stubble. You choose which building materials that you use in your spiritual growth. And obviously, I believe that the spiritual growth that we have with the gold, silver, and precious stone, we've already covered some of those in which Jude talks about it, Peter talks about it, Paul in his letter to the Ephesians talks about. I'll go over to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6. Jesus himself spoke on this particular subject also. In Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 19. Matthew 6, 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So what is Jesus saying? We're to be laying up treasures in heaven. Those are spiritual treasures. I think about those as something like gold, silver, and precious stones. That's the treasures that we are to be laying up. There could be a discussion as to what those treasures are, but I believe that when you're living your life for the Lord and you're putting Him first in your life and you're serving Him within the church, you're giving to missions, giving to whatever, you know, tithing, doing all that stuff, and you're not doing it with the motivation of getting the acknowledgement that you want, but you're doing it for the Lord, I believe that you're laying up treasures in heaven. Doesn't matter of the amount that you give so much as to your motive behind your giving, the reason that you're giving. Are you giving out of love? Are you giving because you want to serve God and your motivation is you love the Lord and God so much that you just want to do whatever He tells you to do? Or is your motive just fear? That's not a good motive to have all the time. Yes, fear is good, but to have the motive of love, love goes beyond our fear. Love is what brought Jesus Christ to this earth. Love is what had God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And so our motive ought to be to reciprocate that and love God back so much that we're doing whatever God wants us to do. It's a yes, sir, every single day of our life. Lord, whatever it is, whatever you want me to do, wherever you send me, I'll be glad to do that. Psalm 39, verse 6. Look at Psalm 39, verse 6. The question today or tonight is what is your treasure? Psalm 39 and verse 6. It says this, "Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them." There is a thought today that the more money I have, the more money you have, that's what success is. And I've covered that already a little bit this morning. We're not going to get back into that again, but there's that mentality in America that the more that I have, the better off I am. The more money, the more toys, the more things that I have, the better off I am. You can lose all of that overnight. You can lose that in the blink of an eye. You can lose everything that you have. I wouldn't be surprised here in the near future that many of us are going to lose some of the things that we have. Are you hanging on to the material riches that you have? Are you hanging on to your bank account, your 401k, your Social Security retirement? Are you hanging on to all of these things? Are you hanging on to your toys and your cars and your trucks and all the things that you have? Are you hanging on to your house? Are you hanging on to all of these things? You can lose all of that in no time. Could all be gone. And when you lose all of those, is your life going to be in an upheaval? Are you not going to know what to do? I've lost everything. Well, if you're walking with the Lord, you really don't lose anything. You don't lose anything. Psalm 62, look at Psalm 62, verse 10. 62, verse 10. We all like nice things, don't we? I like nice things. Psalm 62 and verse 10. "Trust not in oppression. Become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them." That's a good lesson. Don't set your heart on the riches that you have. Don't set your heart on your savings account, your 401k, your retirement. Don't set your life on those things. Hey, praise God for it. If God blesses you with lots of money, thank God for that. But use it wisely. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 16 and verse 16. Proverbs 16, 16. Where's your treasure tonight? That's the important question that I think that we ought to be asking ourselves is, where's the treasure? What are we doing with our life? I think our life is a lot more valuable than all the things that you and I have. It's our life. You can replace, listen, my car engine just went a week or so ago, and so I can replace the car. I have several options. I can put another engine in it. I can buy something used. I could go out and buy a new one. I could lease. There's lots of options out there. I don't know what to do. I'm still trying to figure that out. Still praying and asking God for wisdom in that category. But when my engine went in the car, it's like, oh well, my car went. Oh, my truck is rusted out. I think when I read that verse about the rust, I think of my Ford F-150 out there. It sits there, and it'll sit there all winter long. With the plow on it, at least we'll be able to clean up the parking lot, but I'm not supposed to drive it down the road because it won't pass inspection. It may just kind of collapse in someday when I'm driving, so we'll wait and see when that happens. We can't set our life on the things that we have. We just can't. Proverbs 16 and verse 16. "How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? And to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver." Solomon, the Proverbs writer, says it's better to have wisdom and understanding than gold and silver, than money. That's what he says, right? Better. Look at 23:5. Proverbs 23, verse 5. 23:5. "Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven." Isn't that true? Oh, yeah, that's true. 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8. 1 Timothy 6, verse 8, and having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Food and raiment, food and clothing. Doesn't even say anything about a house, does it? Huh? Doesn't say anything about a car, truck, all your goodies that you got sitting around your house, in your garage, in your basement, in your attic. It says nothing about that. Food and clothing is really all we need. Right? That's it. So Paul, as he's writing to Timothy, says that, having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Now, it's easy to read that verse. It's easy for you to follow that verse. It's a whole different ballgame to live that verse. I know, because I have a hard time with that too. We all do. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the what? Faith. And pierced themselves through with many sorrows. That's what money can do to a person. It can destroy them. It doesn't, you don't lose your salvation over it, but it can destroy the way that you're living. It can affect the way that you're living. It can have an effect on the way or the things that you're, what you're doing in your life as you're building your life. It can actually affect your faith. Isn't that what I just read that? It can actually have an effect on your faith. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And so, going back to our text in 1 Corinthians 3, let's move on and finish this up. We have the master's foundation in these verses. And then we have man's foundation, which I've already covered a little bit of that, so we'll just take a minute here. Man's foundation results only in loss. That's what man's foundation is. It's going to burn up. The wood, hay, and stubble. That's man's foundation. God's foundation, the Lord's foundation, is the gold, silver, and precious stones. That's what you should be building your life upon. But man's foundation is just simply, you're going to lose when you get to heaven. And God rewinds your life, or however he's going to do that. I don't know how that all takes place. We have no clue. We'll be surprised when we get to heaven. Of all the things that we thought that we knew, how things were going to work out, and it just didn't. It's not going to work out that way. It's going to work out God's way. I think during the 1,000-year millennial reign, which we will be here, I'm going to be bringing a message on that here soon. We're going to be here during the 1,000-year millennial reign. We're going to have an amazing Sunday school lesson from the Lord for 1,000 years. And we're going to learn some things that we had no clue. The light is going to be turned on during that 1,000-year reign. We're going to have jobs to do during that particular time. We're going to be allowed to actually pass judgment on the angels. We'll talk about that again when I get this message finished and I get all the scripture together. There's a lot of scripture on that. You'd be surprised how much scripture is on that. I've been gathering and reading and collecting. But we don't want to get to heaven and have all of our works just burned up. But so many Christians today are just, that's what they're doing. Their works are the wood, hay, and stubble. And when they get to heaven and it comes judgment time, the judgment seat of Christ, and we are judged for what we did in our life as a Christian, our sins are already judged, taken care of. Thank God for that. So we're not going to be standing there, and we're not going to be judged for our sins because Jesus took care of that on the cross. That's the other judgment. That's the great white throne judgment. But we will be judged for our works as a Christian, as a born-again child of God. We will be, our foundation will be checked. The foundation is done. Jesus Christ is that. But our faith will be tested. And our works as a Christian, not our working in our working to heaven, that is not what we do as a Christian. We don't work our way to heaven. We are involved in works as a Christian because we love the Lord. And we should want to do what God wants us to do. We should want to perform the way that God wants us to perform, biblically and spiritually speaking. Not what the world says, not what the preacher says, not what you think, but what God says. But man's foundation results only in loss. Only in loss. Man's foundation does. It's, you say, well, can you elaborate a little bit? Yeah, I can elaborate a little bit on that. It's doing things the way that you want to do them and not what God says. It's your satisfying you more than you wanting to satisfy the Lord. It's caring more about your life and your feelings and your desires than what the Lord wants for you. We are so engrossed and ingrained today in our feelings. Well, I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like performing my duties at church. I don't feel like this and I don't feel like that. And it's all based on feelings. That is not how we are to conduct our life of faith. It's not on your feelings. It's not on my feelings. It's not what I want. It should be what God wants. It should be what the Lord wants. Lord, what do you want me to do in my life? Not what I want to do. We have so many people today that just want to do it their way. They want to be satisfied. They care more about their life and their feelings than they do about what the Lord wants. Well, it's going to burn up someday. This gives us the formula for building our life. This gives us the formula on how to build our life, the life of faith. And if you're not building on this, if you're not reading this and meditating on this, and you're not enjoying what God has given to you, and you want to fill in your time with other things, you're going to lose. And if that's me, I'm going to lose. But remember, it's a choice we make every day of our life. Always got that choice. Tomorrow morning when you get up, you have a choice to make. Am I going to build my life on me, or am I going to build my life on Christ? Am I going to work on my faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and improve my faith through the Word of God and through what He wants? Or am I just going to go out and do what I want to do? Am I going to get mad at God every time something doesn't go right in my life? Something doesn't go my way? Christians get mad at God today because things don't go their way. I'm sick, and why isn't God healing me? And why isn't God doing this? And why isn't God doing that? We got Christians today that have that mentality. Just because they get sick, they get the virus or whatever. Good Christians have died from this virus. Good people that we have known that was somewhat of a shock to us have died, gotten sick and died. You know, can I say this with love? That's life. Life is eventually, unless Jesus comes back soon, eventually we're going to get sick and die. And it's not God's fault. It's the sin that came into the world 6,000 years ago when Adam and Eve sinned. And now because my father was a sinner, I'm a sinner. Because my father was a sinner and his father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, now my kids are all sinners. And so is yours. And so we're going to die. I'm hoping the Lord will come back in my lifetime. You're hoping the Lord will come back in your lifetime. But if He doesn't, we're still in a win-win situation. You will, if you're saved. Now, if you're not saved, you're in a lose-lose. Are you saved tonight? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Was there a time, a specific time in your life that you repented and turned to Jesus Christ and got saved? Was there that time in your life? There better be. And if not, you need to get saved before it's too late. Father, thank you for the Word of God. We are so grateful tonight, and we want to just thank you, Lord. I want to thank you tonight for the Word of God, the Bible, that you've given to us. Lord, help us to build our life on faith and not on our own thoughts.